College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Go through the Dungeon of Doom gimmick, which I actually liked. Was that, I guess Hulk Hogan had something to do with that? He wanted a group of cartoonish people.
Here's what it was. I manipulated that too, because I had to get his faith, because he was the one that suggested me for the job. I'll never forget, in Chicago he had a black shirt on, Hogan. He was just going to do an interview. Black bandana, black crucifix on, and he comes out, and the whole building is booing him. And Mean Gene was on top of things so strongly, he said, "You can see it's a solemn mood tonight. The people are upset over the NWO, right?" And I said, "Oh, I gotta turn him now. I should have turned him as he came in." But I gave him the guys that he had worked with before, that he was comfortable around, that were easy to work for him. You know, he didn't like to get touched. You know what I mean? You and him would have been oil and water. He doesn't like, and these guys were his friends. You know, Ed Leslie, the Shark, you know, John Tenta.
Ming, I guess.
Ming was looking out for him if they ever went out. You know, Barb, and then that group kept on growing and growing and growing. A lot of times, and I look back fondly at it sometimes, but when I was doing it, I felt like I was coming out of the clown car, you know, because I had been such a staunch heel that I'm getting all these characters around me, and it didn't work. But in the long run, it did, because I talked him into turning heel.
And when Hogan actually decided to turn, not decided, you convinced him to turn heel, you spent the night, or he spent the night at your house.
Yeah.
Because you were afraid that he was going to change his mind.
Everybody was telling me, you can't do it, your merchandise will go down, your merchandise. I waited until the second match was on, and I drove with him with his limo. And then when he turned, I mean, we all can go back and watch that tape. They had more trash in that ring than most garbage dumps do.
At what point did you become that close with Hogan that...
I knew him before he was in the wrestling business. I knew him when he played at the Rocket Lounge. I knew him. I gave him a ride one night. I worked in Dothan one night from Florida. And they sent me there, and he was on the card, and he was drawing, but he didn't think he was going to get a break. I said, yeah, you're going to get a break, and you're going to draw a lot of money. Because, again, I saw Billy Graham in him. I said, this kid's going to make it. And I think that's, maybe he remembered that I told him that.
Going back to WCW 95, so Beefcake at this point, when the Master is kind of coming into this, he's the Man with No Name. He went from the Butcher to Man with No Name. He's got a million different names. I feel like they're all like Hogan creations as far as the names. Who's the Man with No Name, the Butcher, the Booty Man, like all these crazy names. Is that all Hogan saying like that's what you want, or is Beefcake pushing that?
Beefcake and Hogan got together and came up with the name. So let me tell you a side story about the Butcher. That cost WCW, I would think, I'm just surmising again, estimating, $100,000, because Abdullah the Butcher sued them.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So technically, I guess he owns the name, obviously, Abdullah the Butcher. So you couldn't use anything, Butcher, the Butcher, anything like that.
Using in lawsuits that call it too similar. There's another word before too something and similar, is it?
Interesting.
I had the gym.
Didn't know that. That's interesting. So eventually he's going to become the Zodiac, which is perhaps the weirdest of all these gimmicks in the Dungeon of Doom. The yes, no, the face paint, the weird haircut. Whose idea? Is this you creating that?
No, that was... Hulk and Brutus.
Did you think of it?
Well, you know, I like Brutus. You know, he always looked good. But they were so joined at the hip. You had to do what Hogan... He had creative control, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think if Brutus had taken one name, I mean, whatever they could come up with and get away with, close to Beefcake, you know what I mean? Whether it be something else, they should have done that, because once they lost that lawsuit, I'm sure they're getting pressure on from the North Tower saying, hey, don't ever make a mistake like that again, you know what I mean? Because they went to court.
I just think the Zodiac, you know, the gimmick is so 80s and it's so campy, and they're supposed to be these horrifying gimmicks, but they're really come off corny. Did you kind of think that at the time, or you're not even like, yeah, whatever?
John, I had thought, and I thought I portrayed it fairly well, a serious heel. Mm-hmm. I knew what I was doing here. It was literally cutting my own throat. You know, but I knew, you know, the and justified the means. And I needed to turn him heel.
Thank you for watching the Hannibal TV. Please like this video if you enjoyed it and click the subscribe button to not miss any of our latest shoot interviews, match videos, or news updates. Support us on Patreon.com for $1.99 a month to watch our full shoot interviews ad-free and help our channel grow. Follow us on Twitter at The Hannibal TV for instant updates.
Out of his condo, saw a shadow, so we're going to have 6 more weeks of bad taste. And that's your 1-800-COLLECT road report from Jacksonville. I'm Lee Marshall for 1-800-COLLECT.
All right, Lee, and of course, next week.
I hate him.
Next week.
What a miserable human being.
And you should know a miserable human being.
If he was a popular guy, he wouldn't be going to 3 parties a night.
Let's go to Gene Okerlund. Gene.
All right, Tony, Lee Marshall, I hope you're having a great time at a great city, Jacksonville, Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, and Tony, Bobby, Mike at the broadcast table, we try to put things in perspective here. 1 month into 1997, you take a look at the turmoil created by the NWO. We just saw it moments ago. Of course, the Four Horsemen are back together again. And then out of left field, last week from the Dungeon of Doom, Jimmy Hart, Conan, this young lady, I understand her handle is Miss Jacqueline, and Kevin Sullivan. You got to know I don't wear blindfold, because this thing has been going on between you and this young lady apparently for quite some time. I understand it goes back 10 years, and who knows what happened 10 years ago behind closed doors.
You know, I thought we were going to move into this spot because the horsemen were unraveling. But I'm the leader, and I let my personal life unravel in front of me. Well, when I was crumbling and when I was whining, I forgot where my strength really lied. You know, she was there 10 years ago. And just because it's hard on me, I'm going to make it hard on everybody else. You see, before the dawn, the darkness comes, and she's always been the light in my tunnel.
I bet she has. Yes, Jimmy Hart.
Taskmaster, you know that women in professional wrestling are nothing but trouble. And I hate women in professional wrestling. And as you can see, I think she's here for another reason. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Sometimes I think you hate women, Jimmy Hart. Conan, your thoughts on this?
Orale, vato loco. That's a fine ruca you have there.
A ruca?
But we need to take care of business. Forget about trivial matters. We need to destroy the Four Horsemen, D.O.D. style. So I'm going to ask you for a favor, Taskmaster. You got some unfinished business, that punk Chris Benoit. Let me take care of that unfinished business so you got more time with this unfinished business. Riva Dungeon!
Speaking of unfinished business, is it Jacqueline? You don't have to do this on television, lady.
Listen up. Unlike Deborah McMichaels, I didn't have to go through plastic surgery to get a body like this. I went to the gym and worked long and hard for this body. It's all natural.
In all due respect, we don't know anything about Deborah McMichaels, but yes.
And Nancy, you just jealous of me because I took Kevin away from you. Honey, get over it. Please get over it and go on with your life. See, while you were doing all that traveling, I was with Kevin Sullivan.
Seems like you're still with him there, sweetheart.
Well, let me tell you something, Benoit. This isn't gonna end tonight. I can guarantee you this. And oh, one more thing, Flair. I heard when you said Nancy wore your arm out. I'm sure that was true, because everything else with you is either dead or doesn't work.
My
goodness.
Typical case here of cryogenics. Yes, you were going to say something, Jacqueline.
And Nancy, if you stick your nose in my business, I'm going to beat you like you stole something.
Ha! What's with the belt?
Don't you worry about it, Gene.
Yeah, Gene.
Well, my idea of a belt and her idea. Nelson Rockefeller should have been here for this one.
Well, teaming going on here.
Come
on, Sherry. Get him focused.
Cover. One, two.
That's
he got
right.
Him.
That's
he
right.
Got him. He got him. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It is hitting the fan here.
Yes,
it is
master.
Hitting the fan.
The poo-poo is definitely in the Concardi, baby.
But you notice something? They got Sting out of the ring. They got rid of Sting.
Not for long, they didn't. Not for long. This guy is a man killer. The Macho Man, Randy Savage. I'll tell you what, discretion would be the better part of valor here.
Don't do it, Savage.
And Hogan is coming out.
He's throwing him right here.
We have got it going on as a WCW World Heavyweight Champion.
I told you. All hell is going to break loose now, baby.
No.
And he's got the neck brace off. He's got the whiskers off.
Big time mistake here.
Break out the monster trucks. We're going to go at it right
and
now.
Here comes the whole dungeon to doom.
Well, they are coming out of the woodwork.
Well, you better hit a 9-11 number right over there, Bishop.
Here we go.
Oh, did you see that?
Nothing.
Hogan in shock. Hogan in shock as he lands two rights. The third is blocked. And thundering, plumbing.
And Hogan's got that bad neck. I know about necks, and you don't survive anything like that real soon. He is in bad, bad shape. But that red and yellow still pump through the veins, don't it?
The Giant turns back on the WCW World Heavyweight Champion. He staggered him. He's got him. He's got him going. And Hulk Hogan is sending this monster into the turnbuckle.
That's the first time I've ever seen the Giant face.
Get the whole dungeon of doom out here.
Hogan is a man possessed. He don't need the red and yellow anymore. He's got that black on. His soul is black. His heart is black. And I'll tell you, Hogan, you're going to be black and blue when that McMahon gets done with you.
Oh, head of security, Doug Dillinger, in the ring, and he is trying to stop Hulk Hogan. He's got a billy club
in
his hand.
He's got a club in his hand.
He's going to need more than a club.
Nail him with it.
He's, oh my goodness,
what's this?
Wait a minute, what is this sound?
What the hell is this?
This floor is shaking.
I'm getting out of here.
The floor is shaking.
Good night.
He didn't just left the broadcast booth.
Get back here.
What is that?
Right now, he's more gearing his mind to business. He's very dangerous when he gets like that. I know Jimmy Hart.
You hear the explosion from the crowd, and Chris Benoit of the Four Horsemen is here. And obviously, if you take a long look at the scene on your television screen, you realize that he is making his way to the ring alone. But he was attacked 1 week ago after his interview in the back. Woman, of course, being a member of the Horsemen, is with Arn Anderson and his wife in Charlotte, North Carolina right now, and is not here tonight.
This situation involving Chris Benoit and Kevin Sullivan has really escalated into a real-life battle, with Sullivan recently disassociating himself from his own family, including his son Benjamin, who places the blame on dad for the problems in the family.
Well, that was a startling interview that aired on Saturday night a couple of weeks ago, Mike. Into the ropes now goes Benoit, and I tell you, Hugh Morris has picked up the intensity here as well. He realizes who he's facing, and how about that gorilla press slam for the near side ropes?
Like you said, Tony, he's become a commodity. Every manager I know here at WCW is talking about this guy. Everybody would love to have him on paper. He's a moneymaker. He's going to be a big, huge star here at WCW and in the years to come. Right now, look at this man. He's improved so much.
And that's Jimmy Hart's back, and a lot to do with it.
One thing these athletes realize, first of all, you can see each and every week, these athletes are the top in our sport that wrestle here each and every week. But one thing you have to realize, when you wrestle on Nitro in front of millions and millions of households, it is the stage to be on. It is the spotlight. It is the pedestal. It is so important to get a win. That's why, as we saw earlier, even though as tainted as it may be, thanks to Jeff Jarrett, that was a big win for High Voltage.
Certainly was, Tony. It allows them to make a name for themselves in this premier showcase that is Monday Nitro, and a released German suplex by Benoit.
And like you were saying, Tony, every NFL player wants to play in the Super Bowl or on national TV. Same with baseball or anything else. Everybody wants to be on Nitro.
What do we got here? It's Conan!
Conan!
Conan from the other side, as Randy Anderson was attending to Jimmy Hart, shoved him off. He speared into the ring, enabling Hugh Morse to go up top.
But don't count Benoit out yet.
He's down, though. Hugh Morse!
Oh!
No laughing matter. One, two.
He got
beat him. Hugh Morse beat him.
Hugh Morris, the laughing man, gets the last laugh.
Here comes Sullivan.
Oh, look at this. This isn't going to be over until one man's out of this sport.
Of course, the next chapter in this brutal rivalry, Thursday night in Baltimore with Benoit against Sullivan, but they can't wait till Thursday.
You're right, Mike. They are not going to wait till Thursday. It's really, if you go back to Baltimore, last June is where it all started.
That can only mean one thing. Horsemen must be on their way out.
Now, who is that coming out? That's Dean Malenko. Dean Malenko, who's going to defend the title against Benoit at Spring Stampede. I guess he wants the man he's going to face to be 100% coming up at Tupelo. His opponent.
And look at Jimmy Hart. He's directing threat. He's even putting a boot to the opponent.
Malenko, as tough as he is, cannot fend off all these men, Mike. And at the mercy now.
Benoit is just being destroyed. We talked about the incredible intensity. Now less than 2 weeks away from Spring Stampede, and tempers are at a fever pitch here in Duluth.
Boy, I tell you, look at this. He's going to get the ring.
The Nature Boy.
Ric Flair.
Yes.
Throwing punches for the first time in many months.
Many months, over 6 months. The Nature Boy is back. Nature Boy is alive!
And he's looking great!
Well, he's the hometown hero, or at least the home state hero. He trained in Minnesota to be a pro wrestler and played college football here as well.
Ric Flair! Single-handedly! Wipes out the Dungeon of Doom!
Only one man can style and profile that way, and you're looking at him, the Nature Boy!
Last week we said Sting was back. This week it's the return of the Nature Boy!
How about that?
It may be 10 or 11 below outside, but it's over 90 degrees in here right now.
You know, Malenko, that's a story in itself. Apparently, I don't know if he came out to help Benoit or maybe to add insult to injury. He was stopped by members of the Dungeon of Doom. Ric Flair, who we know is not cleared to wrestle, is not 100%, had to come out. And my question, very obviously, as the old cliche goes, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to wonder where Mongo and Jeff Jarrett were. Fans, we've got more Nitro when we come back from the loop. Things are happening quickly.
Probably in the back fighting over Deborah.
That's probably right.
Always something going on. They can keep their...
The following...
This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We love the 1980s wrestling era, when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lainey Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Tony Schiavone. Standing with me right now, members of the Dungeon of Doom, Jimmy Hart, Kevin Sullivan, the Taskmaster. I was looking for the faces of fear, but apparently things are a little upside down like they seem to be these days here in World Championship Wrestling.
We're all watching our back. You know, Jimmy Hart and myself in the dungeon lived for the end of Hulkamania. We didn't know that Hulk Hogan was going to walk in here and try to take WCW over. Well, Jimmy Hart has a plan.
Jimmy Hart, what might that plan be?
You know, Mean Gene, the Taskmaster said, you know, Jimmy Hart, whatever it takes to destroy the Four Horsemen, we're going to get it done. If it takes money, we've got it. If I have to go out and recruit every professional athlete in the world to put into the dungeon, this is going to be our year. Four Horsemen, it's over.
All right, the Big Bubba, we're going to see you in action a little bit later on here tonight.
Lex, don't worry about Sting. Don't worry about the outsiders. Don't worry about Hulk Hogan. You better focus all your attentions on Big Bubba Rogers. The commission doctors have already said that you've got a concussion, a detached retina. I'm going to put you to sleep permanently tonight on Monday Nitro. You can count on it, punk.
What happened to the Johnny-come-latelys here?
Well, they were getting in, taking care of our back. I just want to say one thing to Chris Benoit. If anybody saw the pay-per-view, Benoit, you got too personal with me now.
I'd say a bathroom is kind of personal. Thank you very much. Something's going on with Fire and Ice. Stay tuned. More Nitro live here from Orlando. Don't go away.
The wake-up call. Let's go to Gene Okerlund.
Eric, I thank you very much. We're gathered here with the members of the Dungeon of Doom with all the turmoil we have seen thus far tonight involving the Horsemen, the NWO. Guys are bailing right and left. Jimmy Hart, it's getting a little tough for me to even maneuver around this ring. I feel like I'm in the furniture business.
You know me, Gene? I am tired of everybody being in my face all this week about me creating the Giant. Now it looks like it's going to be up to us to try to destroy him. Giant, when you turned your back on the Dungeon of Doom and jumped over to the NWO, it was the beginning of the end for you. You just don't know it yet.
You know, I think you kind of lost control, though, Jimmy Hart. Big Bubba, you've been complaining about various people lately.
You know, there's more than the NWO trying to come into World Championship Wrestling. You know, they're backstabbing pieces of trash, and we all know that. I want to know about this Glacier character. For 6 or 7 months, they've been saying he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. Are you afraid? Are you trying to intimidate people? Because if you are, we are the masters of intimidation. Come and get a little bit of this karate, man.
All right, I want to talk to everybody here very quickly. Conan, you've got a big one coming up on Sunday night, but yet this thing is upside down.
I don't care about that. You know something, Holmes? That Taskmaster, just like Conan, is a hardened veterano. And he's seen the best gang wars and led the best gang wars from East Los to South Miami. And I'm going to tell you something, NWO. I'm tired of you guys paying for public service announcements and saturating your faces all over their airwaves week in and week out and making people believe you're something you're not, that you're tough. The toughest set here is the Dungeon. I challenge you to come up into the ring right now. I challenge you, NWO.
Thank you. Now,
I'll make it real clear, Miss Oakland. You know, last week, Savage, you got carried out by the Faces of Fear myself. And I know you're the kind of guy that thinks you owe us a debt. Well, if you want to clear this debt out, start tonight by getting rid of Tenta. But the big one, at War Games, watch your back, because you better get rid of the Giant, because there's all kinds of problems. You get rid of the Giant and start with Tenta tonight, it's wiped clean. The other problem is, you can't trust anybody around here. If Sting would turn, who else would turn, Oakland?
I don't know.
Looking for commentators?
I don't know. I take a look at all of these signs out here. That looks to me like six-ply that might be hanging in the men's room. Thank you very much. The Dungeon of Doom, they've got a lot of questions. So do I. Stay tuned. More Nitro Live here on TNT. What a night it's been. Unbelievable.
If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler Approved. please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.
Max, it's a very dangerous time for us here in the WCW. And that's why, Max, the Taskmaster has assigned you to be my bodyguard. Where I go, Max, you go. He wants you to follow me like a shadow. Because you see, with the four horsemen lurking around and the New World Order, nobody's safe.
Jimmy, you have nothing to worry about.
Okay, Max. Taskmaster!
What's the password?
It's the end of the line.
That's where you're wrong. Dead wrong. Let me tell you something. We've been attacked on two fronts, Max. One from within the company, and the other from the outside. You see this? This is real personal. This is from within the company, the Four Horsemen. I want my own revenge, and I'll extract it any way I can. You see this? This is the sign of the New World Order. And if everybody listened to me a year and a half ago, WCW and ourselves, the dungeon, wouldn't be having this problem. What we're going to do, Jimmy, is we're going to assemble some people to take care of business. Besides Max, you got a man that's worked on both sides of the law, Bubba. Then I'm going to give you Braun, and he'll get his teeth into this situation. And then finally, I'll give you the giant, the myth himself. So let's not roll over, and let's not say it's the end of the line, Jimmy. Let's do what the dungeon does best. Let's go out and hurt some people. You know, the Four Horsemen have an enforcer. Well, we have a punisher, and he makes them look like a babysitter.
I can't wait, Taskmaster.
You know, I spent a good portion of my life punishing people in the name of law, order, and justice. Well, Taskmaster, it didn't take me long to realize that my kind of justice was the only kind of justice in this world. And everybody I punished deserved it. And even more than that, I enjoyed it. Four Horsemen, New World Order, that's going to be enjoyable, too. We're going to punish them because the buck stops here.
Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, would you like to see what's behind door number two?
Taskmaster, I don't want to see what's behind door number two. I'll just take the box.
I'm going to take what's behind door number two. Max, the Four Horsemen, they have a Wolverine. His name is Chris Benoit. We got something that's really going to sink its teeth into the horsemen and maybe even the New World Order. Jimmy Hart, it's up to you to control them. O'Brien! O'Brien! I didn't say it was going to be an easy job to control them. I just said you're going to learn to control them.
Oh, no. Taskmaster, I don't know if I can control Braun the Leprechaun.
Don't worry about that, because behind door number three is none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the giant. I give him to you, Jimmy Hart.
You know, the outsiders say the NWO stands for New World Order. Well, if you ask me, gentlemen, it stands for No Way Out. Hogan says he's been to the top of the mountain. He's walked through the valley of death.
we know that I am the top of the mountain, that we live in the valley of death. As far as the four horsemen go, I took the World Heavyweight Championship belt from their elite, the Nature Boy. Believe me, gentlemen, if it's the outsiders, whether it's the horsemen, whoever steps in that ring and tries to take what I have and what we have will be destroyed.
The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.
Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.